Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It is What's On Your Mind. Happy Thursday. Almost into the weekend. We're having a great one so far. Brought to you by our friends at H.A. Thompson & Sons. Scotty's off today. You know, it's been since 1908. HATandSons.com, H.A. Thompson & Sons. They are plumbing, heating, air conditioning, mechanical, contracting services, not only in Bismarck, across the region, North and South Dakota, Minnesota into Montana. And when we talk about H.A.T. & Sons, we always talk about the indoor air quality. They have got the Sonovox UV air cleaners, the other brands that they, this equipment that takes humidity out, adds humidity, takes the viral load, I mean, literally kills 99.99 of all kinds of nasty viruses and pathogens, including, yeah, the vid. So go online, hatandsons.com, hatandsons.com. Learn more about them. Henry Abbott Thompson started it. The family tradition continues at H.A. Thompson and Sons. Proud sponsors of What's On Your Mind. James Lamont is in today for Scott Hennon. Good to have you here, sir.
Hey, I'm really excited to be here. Thank you.
First time?
Yeah, it is. It's quite the chair to be sitting in. Scott does a great job.
So. That's for sure.
Yeah.
So what's on your mind? I can imagine where we could go here, but being an economic development and finance guru, I would imagine you want to talk about some good news and maybe some things going on that are to the positive side, especially in our neighborhood.
Yeah, absolutely. And this comes off me just filling up gas and just, I mean, like I said, right. Like everybody talks about gas, but, you know, we still got a way to go. You know, I still think this is one of the few states in the country right now where you can still get gas for under $4 a gallon. So that's awesome. You know, here's the reality. It right now, everything feels like it's falling apart. And if you turn on any major news outlet, it really does feel like it's falling apart. But, you know, what I wanted to talk about today is, much like 2008 when we went through, a recession that was arguably the worst in 80 years, I want to talk about how this region, and this state in particular, is able to leverage this. And not only leverage this, but also really feed and energize the world. And what I mean by that is yesterday you had, you know, Ron Ness on. He was talking about energy matters, primarily given where he sits. You know, today, you know, this is a state that produces energy of all types. This is a state that is the number one producer of 12 crops in the United States, several wheat varieties, you know. This is a state with three of the largest soy-producing counties in the country. And, you know, as we're going to nail it. This state is going to nail it. We're going to live up to the challenge. We're going to produce more energy. We're going to feed the world, in my opinion. And today, the lineup is more or less, you know, the university, or rather the university system, private industry, innovators, people that are, you know, actually leading economic development. And we're going to talk about how the state of North Dakota is going to buck the trend that's happening around us, but also contribute to the better good. And I'm really excited about it. You know, a lot of people, you know, when you look at the state of North Dakota, we look at geographic isolation, and on the surface, it looks like, man, it's going to be really hard to move, you know, energy molecules to ports on the East and West Coast, or it's going to be really expensive to move ag products and or add value to these products here in the state. But, you know, I've talked about this a couple times on the show. We still have in excess of $30 billion worth of value-added energy, value-added ag, and then ag-to-energy nexus projects that are currently underway in the state. And given the challenges that are happening around us, most specifically in Eastern Europe, these projects are only going to get accelerated. When you look at the Europeans, and the Europeans state very clearly, we need to come off of, you know, Russian natural gas, and by, you know, next fall, we believe that we could, you know, come off to the tune of 70%, which is equivalent to like 3 trillion cubic feet of, natural gas per year. And so when you look at a state like North Dakota and you look at all of the natural gas production and capacity that we have and the ability to hopefully increase our oil production, when you look at all of these factors, we could be a mitigating factor to global energy impacts here in the fall or spring of the following year. And what I mean by that is we could put more energy online. We can put more electrons in the grid, and at the same time, we can pour more wheat into markets, and we can put more value-added activity into actual foodstuffs, if you will. So basis will be better for farmers, energy producers will be better off, and frankly, everybody around us in the world will be better off. And what's really unique about what's happening right now in the state of North Dakota, and this is what we're going to talk about today, is we're seeing these impacts happen in every corner, every region of the state. You know, in the far southwestern corner of the state, you know, we're looking at new value-added activity for all sorts of crops, including honey. And I don't know if people know this, but we're actually the largest honey producer in the United States. And then we're looking at, you know, meeting biofuels and bioethanol requirements for, you know, clean energy markets. You're seeing the Marathon site at Dickinson. You're seeing soy crushing facilities come online to feed that market, which obviously adds value to soy, higher basis for farmers. You're seeing in the energy patch a diversification happening. So when we take our all of the above approach, yes, we could produce more coal. Yes, we can produce more wind power. Yes, we can produce more oil. Yes, we can produce more natural gas. All of these things could be coming together now to meet global demand. Even before this conflict and before the coronavirus started, we were on a trajectory that was highly unique as a world. You know, by 2050, this is where you need to, you know, to meet energy needs. This is where you need to meet ag needs, et cetera. And we were building toward that world. And we had a slight, you know, setback for about a year with the virus. But then everything accelerated again. And now that we have this new black swan, so we went from having a black swan every several decades to now we're having one every several months. You know, the question is, how does a state like North Dakota navigate these international sort of black swan events, and then how do we create more stability here in order to produce more crops, value-added products, as well as energy products? And that's kind of where we are, and that's what we're going to talk about today.
I wonder, you know, in the back of my mind, I keep thinking, well, you know, you got to get the people that are in our way out of our way. It seems like, and to me, that echoes to the federal government. You know, why are, I mean, after with Ron Ness, with Kathy Ness yesterday, sure, why aren't we firing this up yesterday? Why aren't we back on the road with all that's going on, back on the road to being energy independent, at least utilizing what we have? And, I keep going back to, heard the earlier, do they think we're stupid or are they just that stupid, you know?
Well, there's certainly a disconnect. You know, I said this to several people over the weekend. You know, we sent the U.S. State Department and energy negotiators to various foreign capitals, from Riyadh in Saudi Arabia to Tehran to Caracas in Venezuela. And I thought to myself, you sent planes to those three capitals, but you didn't send planes to Bismarck,
right,
Austin, and Juneau, the
exactly
three state capitals right now that could put another million and a half barrels of oil online. And by the way, the gas requirements in Europe now, if we really were on a war footing, like the Secretary of Energy stated yesterday, she did, if we're on a war footing, let's get some pipelines. Let's start moving more oil. Let's start moving more gas. And you know what? I get it. There's a transition 20, 30 years out. We could build to that, but also meet the needs of today. Stop sending people to these places.
Amen.
Let's do it here. Let's do it now. We have the capability. We have the resources. We have the infrastructure. It's all here. And, you know, we're focused on how much more we can invest there, or whatever deals we're going to have to broker and live with 5 or 10 years from now, which may not be very healthy financially or geopolitically. But instead of focusing on that, let's make the investments now. Let's serve our friends and allies in Europe with North Dakotan petroleum, with North Dakotan gas. And yes, I get it. 20 years from now, you want to be off the grid. You want to be doing hydrogen and all these things. You can build the infrastructure more or less to, in my opinion, facilitate both. And that's what we need to be focused on right here, right now.
And why are they doing it? I mean, I always go to why. Why wouldn't they send the people to Bismarck yesterday to do this? To me, it's got to be some sort of a plan that, you know, you're going to call Maduro in Venezuela? You're going to call it, you want the Russians to broker the deal with Iran? I mean, oh, it's unbelievable. Brady is on the line. By the way, 800-228-0550. You want to give us a call, 800-228-0550. Shoot us a text, 701-237-1590. Brady's in Vegas as usual. Brady, what's going on today, buddy?
I got some breaking news. All the way back in 2005, good old buddy Barack Obama was working with the bio lab in Ukraine.
Oh, yeah. That's not breaking. We've been covering that all morning and a lot of yesterday, too. But well, what do you think about it?
The other thing that, well, he needs to be tried, executed for treason. That was the same year as the year of the bird flu. Isn't that coincidental?
Yep. Well, I read, and Brady, I'll tell you, I read really into that this morning, deeply into the gal who, Natalie Winters, who wrote the article, was on listening to one of our affiliate stations yesterday. And this happened in 05. Luger, Dick Luger, senator, was involved with Obama was the senator at the time, was kind of tasked to, you know, spearhead the construction and the development of these labs. Now, it hasn't been answered that did Bush know about them? Did Bush and Cheney know about them? This is post 9/11. During the Gulf War, they were setting this up in Ukraine. I don't know that he should be tried for treason or anything because I don't know that he did it behind anyone's back. That's the thing that they're saying. This was all done. It's all
Lauren Hovel is here. Lauren is the mayor of Hankinson, North Dakota. We're going to talk about the role ethanol plays in the community of Hankinson.
Every small community always looks for that anchoring business where we can grow and take off of. And the Hankinson Renewable Energy has been a stabilizer for our community, and then we can grow after that. It's done wonders that way because we have a symbiotic relationship with them. They buy water from us. They're a tax base for us. They employ 54 employees, payroll of $5.5 million, and that's a huge for a smaller town, and they brought out infrastructure. So when you talk about the infrastructure, that's usually a huge hindrance for a small community. They improved the roads, rail. We had water transmission lines brought in, and smaller businesses that might not have been able to afford that cost now can benefit from that infrastructure that the ethanol plant provided us.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org. You find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, more mandates, lockdowns, inflation. There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. Stick together. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. Since 2012, offering broad nationwide coverage. In fact, they use the same towers as all the major carriers. And Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget, and their 100% U.S.-based customer support team provides exceptional customer service. They share your values, support organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, and our veteran and first responder heroes. Go to patriotmobile.com/flagfamily or call 972-PATRIOT. Free activation with the offer code FLAGFAMILY. Special discounts for vets and first responders, and multi-line discounts, too. Support a company that loves America and you. PatriotMobile.com/FLAGFAMILY or call 972-PATRIOT.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Welcome back. What's on your mind is on the air everywhere. Brought to you by our friends at the Village Co-op. If you're in the eastern part of our neighborhood, listen to me, there's a new housing option coming to Fargo-Moorhead. New Village Co-op. It's active, over 62 community, beautiful homes, beautiful kitchens, private balconies, tons of amenities. And the best thing about this is if you're at the point where you're just tired of shoveling and mowing and doing all that, maintenance-free living all on one level. Okay? So if you're at the point where, I want to downsize, maybe we've got too many steps we're dealing with, imagine no shoveling, no steps, never have to replace another roof, window, appliances, all covered. Yet you still have the benefit of the ownership. That's what cooperatives are. That's what co-op is. So you own the home, but none of the headaches. They take care of everything else. If you want to sit in on one of their monthly seminars, you can learn more. Call Carrie today. Visit Village Co-op at in Fargo at 701-997-2900. I met these folks. They're fantastic. They have a great, amazing layout that they're going to do. And if you want to sit in and find out more, call Carrie, 701-997-2900, online at villagecooperative.com. Villagecooperative.com. James Lamon in for Scott Hennin today on What's on Your Mind. First time?
Yeah.
Doing great, buddy. Good to have you here.
Thanks. I can get used to this. I'm having a good time. Thank you.
No problem.
So, hey, we have an amazing panel today. You know, I talked about kind of teeing it up a little bit. You know, there's a lot happening in the world, but North Dakota, in my opinion, continues to be the vanguard of economic diversification, specialized agricultural growth, the works. And so today we have Anthony Molzon, owner of Project Phoenix, with us. We've got Dr. William Alderholt, director of the Grand Farm, as well as Dr. Colleen Fitzgerald, the vice president for research and creative activity at the North Dakota State University. Welcome, everyone.
Morning.
Good to be here.
Awesome. So, hey, I'm going to go ahead and start with just kind of a basic question. We'll start with you, Anthony. Tell us about what you do at Project Phoenix and how it adds to the diversification of the state's economy.
Yeah, well, so, you know, there's a lot. So, Anthony Molzon, I'm the CEO of Project Phoenix. And, you know, I'll start with what we do. I'll answer it in two parts, just in case there's a software engineer or two out there listening in, because I see you. The non-technical, Project Phoenix, we built a set of software developer tools to write better, more secure apps faster or less expensive than what existing tools in the market provide today. We basically build awesome software developer tools for the software industry. They help businesses move forward faster, enable their businesses' processes. That's all we do. And for the technical out there, we offer software developers an instant API engine. If you know what that is, then oh my gosh, you're excited, I know. You know, and how we help, honestly, being able to reduce the burden of businesses waiting in line to get software developed, custom software developed, is our job. We help businesses launch their ideas faster by providing these tools to the developer industry so that they can actually be contracted to write those apps and enable their business processes. Does that answer the question?
It did, Anthony, and it shows we are diversifying our economy in this ecosystem. So, Dr. Fitzgerald, what makes this, you know, what makes your job special in terms of supporting entrepreneurs like Anthony and using the university to instill economic diversification in our state?
Well, James, as you know, I'm a relatively new resident of North Dakota. I moved here at the end of September and started my job October 1st. So what I think makes Fargo special and what I see as opportunities, I probably don't have the full vision of it yet, but I see that we have so many opportunities to put all the pieces together on that cradle to grave for the entrepreneurial cycle, taking the ideas, some of which are coming out of the scientists here at NDSU, take those ideas into inventions, proof of concept, checking out the customer market and supporting our entrepreneurs, ideally with some federal funds where we have these angel investors that aren't really asking for a stake in our business. And I think NDSU can really facilitate what our scientists have is their expertise and their creativity working with their students, but also what we know about grants, what we know about what's going on in terms of the federal landscape, and help put all the pieces together and just allow these amazing entrepreneurs to do what they do best.
Excellent. Thank you, Dr. Fitzgerald. Dr. Alderholt, so here we've got Anthony working on economic diversification and creating a software ecosystem with 20 or 30 other businesses out at the research center. How are you and how is the Grand Farm taking what Dr. Fitzgerald said and Anthony and using this to further agriculture?
Yeah, thanks, James. So Grand Farm empowers technology to feed the world, and we can only do that with our ecosystem. We work with companies, higher education, government, and growers from around the world to think through the current challenges in agriculture. And then we worked with these collaborators to find solutions to help solve those challenges together. That's only made possible with the strengths that Anthony provided, that Dr. Fitzgerald provided, that are being built throughout our community. We need to be able to work with higher education faculty members and researchers to bring their research to light, the research translation into industry, and to use their expertise as subject matter experts. The technologists really allow for these innovations to occur and to become commercialized in our space. So for us, it's really exciting to work with these two groups. And I mean, that's the only reason we've been able to be so successful to date.
So let me take it a step further. You're sitting with farmers, and all of these things are coming together from the researchers, from private industry, through private investment, state investment, federal investment. You're sitting with farmers. What does this mean to them?
For them, it highlights the tradition and history we've had in this region around agriculture. It honors that. I mean, for them to be at the forefront as the thought leaders with these problem sets and to help provide the feedback into these solutions and even come up with the solutions for agriculture, it really provides them a stake in what's happening here. And, you know, the growers we work with, a lot of them are so innovative. They've been using technology for decades. They've been doing regenerative agriculture on their farms for decades. And now with all these innovations, with all the discussion, this platform has allowed them to be amplified as being able to be that expert that they are.
Excellent. Thank you. So Anthony, given sort of, you know, all of these things happening and then the agricultural investments as well as investments that the state, the feds, and really industry, because we've been able to attract a lot of money lately to this state from private investors, family offices, you name it. You know, given sort of the agricultural contribution to growth into this innovative sort of ecosystem in our state, how does this positively impact entrepreneurs like yourself?
Yeah, so if you're talking about just what we've been able to do to succeed in industries that we're already good at, like with what Grand Farm is helping to capitalize on, or are you asking more generally like about the innovative ecosystem in itself?
Yeah, generally, you know, we ag and energy have driven this economy now for the last 15, 20 years. Obviously, ag before that, you know, it brings a lot of money to the region. So how does that sort of positive momentum and growth impact companies like yours that operate kind of outside of that traditional sort of ag or energy sector?
Yes. And, you know, it's interesting because some of those successes have enabled this diversification that we've kind of seen to be the overtone of this discussion. And, you know, the thing that comes to my mind first is really a general, there's a critical mass of networkers and community developers across the state.
Anthony, hang on. Can you guys hang on to the break? Because we got to get it to a break here, but I'm really interested to hear what he has to say on this. So if you guys hang on just to be a couple of minutes, we'll be right back. What's on your mind? Great conversation.
It's time to visit your Northern Region New Holland dealer to see the latest over 100 horsepower tractors from New Holland. They use leading-edge EcoBlue high ESCR engine technology for increased power, torque, and fuel efficiency, as well as Tier 4 V emissions compliance. That's New Holland Smart. Choose from T7, Genesis T8, and T9 series tractors up to 620 rated horsepower. Explore the power of blue today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Although not authorized to set any policies, Vice President Kamala Harris is in Poland with President Andrzej Duda to discuss Russia's violent invasion of Ukraine. Speaking at a press conference, Vice President Harris.
I want to be very clear. The United States and Poland are united in what we have done and are prepared to do to help Ukraine and the people of Ukraine.
Polish President Duda via a translator.
Attacking Georgia in 2008 and attacking part of Ukraine in 2014, I knew that this appetite, this imperial appetite, will grow.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov on Thursday said that Russia's economy was experiencing a shock and that measures were being taken to soften the impact. He told reporters it's very hard to forecast anything. The Moscow Exchange stock market remains closed. USA Radio News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind. James Lamont sitting in for Scott Henin today. He's in a little working vacay. Todd Mitchell, Kevin Flynn, brought to you by our friends at PetroServe USA. I get to make you hungry today. All right, so if you're around Valley City, exit 292, they're doing pulled pork and their French dip sandwich. French dip sandwich. Shaved roast beef from scratch. Toasted bun. I'm just telling you, one of the best French dips I've ever had. At a PetroServe in Valley City, North Dakota on the way to Sturgis. It was fabulous. Harwood, scalloped potatoes and ham today. West Main Avenue's got tater tot, hot dish, or pulled pork. 12th Avenue serving lasagna. They've got Swedish meatballs in Glendon. NP Avenue at 205 NP's got Salisbury steak, and they're doing mac and beef hot dish up in Yulin. That's a hot dish, not a casserole. Okay? Just so we're clear. This part of the world, hot dish.
What, do they throw you out if you order a casserole? Or
yeah, do. Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about. That's like saying a soda when you're up here. It's hot. Okay? So there you go. PetroServe USA.
Wow. Yeah.
PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. It's home cooking and grab and go convenience. Tell them the What's On Your Mind team sent you. James Lamont in, having a great conversation in for Scott Henin today. I love the positive, you know, things where you always need to keep focused on, especially in our neighborhood, you know.
Yeah, I mean, there's just, like I said, a lot going on in the world, but there's so much happening here. And so why don't we go back to Anthony? Wow, that dip does sound good, though. I'm really hungry now. Thanks for having me. But that's it.
We should say we're on with Anthony Molzon of Project Phoenix.
Yeah.
William Adderholt, who's Alder Holt, who's with Grand Farm, and Colleen Fitzgerald, who's the Vice President of Research and Creative Activity at NDSU. Three great minds today.
Amazing minds. So, Anthony, leveraging all the strengths we've had in agriculture brought us this far, how does a company like yours leverage that momentum to grow and diversify our state's economy?
Yeah, it actually gives me the chills. It's such a good feeling. I came into this into the Fargo region about 10, 12 years ago, and I just thought it just getting started. We're The industry was starting to pick up what Hovind said, you know, like the third leg of the stool, the technology side, right? Egg and oil and gas has been something we have been focusing on. And I get to be the beneficiary. Our company gets to be the beneficiary of the next stage of this diversification. So what I have sensed over the last 10, 12 years, there's now a critical mass of networkers and community developers in our ecosystem to build, maintain, to create those relationships for themselves and with one key primary directive in mind, that people want to help each other, and this is what I'm seeing, and it's this term, if you've heard it before, this give first mentality, and if you're unfamiliar with it, think of it as an inverse quid pro quo. Do something for someone else and simply expect nothing in return. It's bold, but it actually works, and you lead with trust, you pay the respect to the network, and for this community, our network has become really healthy across the entire state, and my sense is that like within our region and really the entire state. We're about a half generation away of like, you know, like company life cycles, if you will, before we're going to really see that the economic development turn again, evolve again to the next stage to support those requirements on behalf of the maturing businesses like ourselves 4, 5, 6 years from now.
Exactly. And you guys are creating high paying jobs, high caliber people. And, you know, and we're able to attract the best talent. You know, Anthony's from Wisconsin, home of where they call the water fountain the bubbler. You know, so we're, so we're really lucky to have you. We're really lucky to have your company. Dr. Fitzgerald, you know, you oversee a broad portfolio at NDSU. You see what's happening in the private sector. You see the kind of students you need to cultivate. You know, how is this innovative ecosystem helping you do your job effectively?
Well, I would say that we have all these opportunities to connect people and to kind of this reverse quid pro that Anthony mentioned. You know, we're a land grant institution here at NDSU. We're serving North Dakota. We're serving the people of this state. And so how can our researchers take the research they're doing and bring it to that greater good of our state so that we're thriving, we're, you know, gunning that engine of economic development and helping everyone rise to the next level? And so I think that I like that reverse quid pro way of conceiving of things, because I think that's really what a land grant is. It's service.
That's right. And a lot of economic development comes out of that institution. I mean, if you think of the companies that have been homegrown out of NDSU, most recent being the largest merger and acquisition in state history with Aldevron. I mean, we're cultivating the talent, the entrepreneurial mindset, and it's great to see our university system leveraging, not only leveraging these trends, but being proactive in terms of working with sort of the next generation concept. I was on a call, just so everybody is aware, with Dr. Fitzgerald. There are companies that are going to invest in research here in terms of development of microgreens in outer space. I mean, think about that. I mean, this is we're not just thinking now and in the next generation. We're thinking 30, 50 years out. And investment is coming to this region to investigate these things. So let's go back to William or Dr. Aldehor. Tell us more about the Grand Farm. I mean, you've got community partners, you've got private industry. The state recently made an announcement that it's going to make an investment in the program. What does Grand Farm look like, say, 3 years from now, 5 years from now?
Yeah, thanks, Dr. Levon. That announcement you mentioned is really where we're headed next. $10 million, a matching grant allocated through the state legislature and through North Dakota Department of Commerce. And so now we're actually working with communities around Fargo to identify a permanent location for the Grand Farm to build into those next 3, 4, 5 years. Identify how we can really make something special for our community, fill in the gaps, and continue to bring companies from around the world to Fargo to continue to build on the work that's being done within the entrepreneurial ecosystem, bringing innovators, bringing technologists, bringing, you know, the overall community of problem solvers so that they can all contribute in the same space, thinking and doing research, innovations, product development, and really cultivating something great within our community.
Excellent, excellent. You know, later on in the show, we're going to have Tommy Kendall on, who owns and manages the largest drone operation company here in the state of North Dakota, a commercial drone company, that is. We have a fairly large military presence, obviously, in Grand Forks. So one thing I'm going to mention is, you know, we've made investments historically as a state with private industry and the federal government. In fact, if you look at, you know, what we've been able to accomplish up at Grand Sky, you know, $30 or so million of state investment sounds like a lot of money, and it is. But we've seen, you know, 7-8x return on that, and we're seeing the best and the brightest minds in commercial unmanned aviation now grow not only that sector, but support ag and energy and other sectors. And we're going to talk about that. But, you know, given sort of all of these, you know, investments that have been made, I'm going to go back to you, Anthony. You know, you're a tenant at one of the research parks, but can you help sort of listeners understand what the program's like there and how it helps or mentors or helps an entrepreneur like yourself kind of graduate through the program? I mean, we've got some pretty big companies like Bobcat and a Bushel, for example, that were once tenants there that were, you know, that have graduated into bigger, in, you know, spaces and whatnot. But, you know, what does that sort of, that system mean for a company like yours?
Oh, well, to be able to have, you know, just to be at the research and technology park, to have a place there where you're kind of just woven into the mindsets of 20 other, 30 other companies that are all working towards creating and commercializing their solutions. They're all raising money or taking advantage of partnerships like with research facilities and private entities like Grand Farm and NDSU, right? And for us, specifically, I think as you're relating to Innovate North Dakota, there's a great program there that is kind of generally spearheaded you know, by Commerce, but if you have an idea, you've got a startup, especially a tech-based startup, check out the Innovate North Dakota program. $40,000 in your pocket to be able to test out your ideas, prototype, and build. We've taken advantage of that. The 20 or 30 companies that are in that building have taken advantage of that across the, a whole slug of folks across the state. It allows people to test their ideas to see if it's a problem we're solving, and ultimately, if any of those take off, it helps drive workforce adoption, brings people here, all the stuff you talked about in the previous segment. It starts with just $40,000 or $50,000 and an idea and some passion, and being at the Research and Tech Park actually helps you drive that because other people are doing it too.
So, Dr. Fitzgerald, go ahead.
I was going to rip off of that, actually, because I'm sitting in the Research Technology Park, right, the NDSU Research and Technology Park, and listening to you talking about Aldevron, you know, I believe right upstairs, David Batchelor was, you know, the very beginnings of Apario out here. So we're seeing people start off in the incubator and grow their business, making use of Innovate MD money, graduate into the accelerator. Brian Kalk has done an amazing job as director of the Research Park and getting companies that grow into the R2 building. And we're hoping that we're going to see more people. We're going to see people build out here in the NDSU RTP. We're working on having, we're working with the Greater Fargo-Moorhead Economic Development Corporation to make sure we have a document-ready site so that we can take people from the accelerator and graduate them into their own building.
Yeah, and that's something that's really important for folks to know. I mean, for a lot of these companies, you've seen, you know, 100, 150 to 1 returns on investment. But, you know, it also helps, again, bring more private sector dollars into our region. So going
and
back
and
to...
Workforce, right? I mean, I think a lot of startups are interested in the accelerator and in the incubator because of the proximity to students, student interns, the proximity to NDSU researchers and their students. And so I think that we do play this vital role, and we could be even stronger in what we do.
Well, and this is a question just to kind of follow up for that, but I'll go ahead and tee it off to anyone who wants to take it, you know, and we got about a minute, minute and a half before the next commercial. But my question is, you know, given the workforce challenges we have in the state today, are virtual opportunities influencing your ability to attract and retain top talent, or do you see it as a positive or a negative? What do you think, Anthony, as a business owner?
Well, I'll tell you this. Our solution specifically helps to mitigate some of the workforce shortage needs that are rising in every industry. Software development at the fastest. I mean, 600,000 businesses get started every single year in the United States. And if we can solve the problem nationally, of course we can apply it and be our own customer, eat our own dog food, and solve it here. And so we'll do our part. And as long as NDSU and Grand Farm are doing their part to attract new workforce and companies and ideas, we're going to have a good time.
Thank you. Thank you. We're getting ready for a commercial here, so I'm just going to kind of, when we come back from the commercial break, I think we're going to just talk about maybe how maybe global events are influencing your ability to accelerate your company's growth, or maybe position Grand Farm and or NDSU to be more globally competitive. And while we're, you know, while we're wrapping up, I just want the listeners to know that North Dakota over the last 5 years has either ranked first, second, or third with the highest rate of startup successes in the United States of America. So this ecosystem is working, and I'm glad to hear about it from our guest today.
Our panel, Anthony Molzon of Project Phoenix, Dr. William Alderholt of Grand Farm, and Dr. Fitzgerald from the North Dakota State President of Research and Creative Activity. Be right
Gateway
back.
Building Systems is proud to be a new AGI Ben dealer, the global leader in steel manufacturing, designed with exceptional flexibility and quality in mind. Storing your grain and non-corrosive materials has never been easier. With AGI Bens, your options are endless. You'll find everything you need to keep your farm running and successful. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com or call 1-800-747-4499.
North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday or call 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com.
President Trump's big rally will happen this coming Saturday in South Carolina, and only one major news network covers these rallies live. That's Newsmax. That's why I watch Newsmax all the time, with great hosts like Grant Stinchfield, Greg Kelly, Rob Schmidt, Eric Bolling, Jen Pellegrino, Sean Spicer, and more. Millions are tuning in to Newsmax, the fastest growing cable channel in America. Even President Trump says Newsmax is, quote, really good. This Saturday, Trump will talk about the war in Ukraine, the danger of a global war under Biden, and those exploding oil prices. You need to join Newsmax Trump List and get the rally info plus more about Trump and Biden. Join the Trump List right now. Just text the word ZONE to 39747. ZONE to 3947 by text. With news breaking about Putin's war, make sure you sign up right now. Again, just text ZONE to 39747. Start watching Newsmax today.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding, and if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
This is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, Thursday edition. Happy 10th of March. We have to spring forward this Saturday, so plan accordingly on the loss of the hour there. Brought to you by our friend Mike Lindell and the team at MyPillow. Tell you what, right now, huge bedding sale going on. Pretty much 50% off. 50% off sheets, the mattress topper, the blankets, the quilts, the comforters, all of it, sleepwear, the slippers. They have the body pillow, the case on sale as well. Great prices right now. If you go to MyPillow.com, there's a right down on the homepage, there's a square. It says Radio Listener Squared, Radio Listener Specials. That's where you click. 50% off right there. Now you throw in the promo code SCOTT. Who knows what kind of extra bonus discounts you're going to get. It's 50% off already. You can call 800-506-9028. I use that promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com. Made in the USA, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantees, nothing to lose. time to start getting better sleep. What I love about the MyPillow, I don't know if you have one, James, but when you set, it's like set it and forget it. You know, because a pillow, like a normal pillow, would always collapse. I'm a side sleeper. This thing keeps your neck up. You set it, you forget it. MyPillow.com. Promo code is Scott, 800-506-9028. Tell them we sent you. James Lamont is in for Scott Hennin today. First time. Doing great, by the way, my man.
Hey, thank you so much. Having a wonderful time, and I'm really grateful for this opportunity. So, you know, as we talked about, a lot going on in the world right now, and, you know, I do believe we are on an island where we could really provide value to the world. So, got about 6 minutes left of this amazing panel. You know, thinking about all of the external crises, because it's not just the Ukraine, there's inflation, we still got a virus out there. I mean, there's just a million things going on. How could you leverage sort of everything that's going on around us to benefit your operation? So, why don't we start with you, Anthony? How are these external crises benefiting your company?
Oh, I mean, benefit is a strong term. So I'll reframe it. How can we help? What can our part play? And of course, that, you know, that will be there be a financial benefit to it, perhaps. But you know, let's just call it Ukraine straight up. You know, one of our global strategies was actually to integrate with their software developer industry. They're one of the leaders in the world of custom software development. And they do a good job, and they have a great customer service. Now they are displaced, and I don't know where it will go, but our effort, at least with the displaced workforce, is to somehow reconnect with and meet them where they are at. I will just continue to ask the question as it relates to them, how can we help? And I think that we can add to the economic recovery. It's a long road ahead for them. We're not going to be able to solve the whole problem, but I know that we can help. And so that's my, you know, the update.
Excellent.
To the forecast that we have. You know, if
thank
it's
you, Anthony.
To us, then yes.
No, I think that's great. I think it's a great mindset, too. Dr. Fitzgerald, from an NDSU perspective, what are you thinking?
Well, I think this is a time when we are meeting the moment. To name a couple of ways our experts are helping everyone understand different parts of the crisis. I think just last week I was at the Germans of Russian Heritage collection at the library here at NDSU. So many personal connections for people all over the state, and that collection really keeps that knowledge, and it's just so meaningful to people. And you've got so many people who are really coming from that part of the world and have been returning for these tours, these homeland tours that Michael Miller over there has been doing. We have Tom Ambrosio in the Department of Political Science and Public Policy, who's sharing his expertise on international relations. And, I would be remiss if I didn't mention someone like Bill Wilson, who manages, you know, models risk in commodities markets. And, in fact, just a couple of weeks ago, I was at a talk he gave here at NDSU, and, you know, it was so incredibly timely. I think, you know, how do we take that knowledge that is being generated here at our land-grant institution and use it to support the greater good?
Excellent, excellent. And last but not least, William, Grand Farm, how do we do it?
Yeah, yes. You know, one of the privileges of working at Grand Farm, you know, we're a nonprofit. We get to move very quickly. And so when anything happens throughout the world, we can quickly go to stakeholders and who have backgrounds, who are in the geographies where things are occurring, like Ukraine, and ask them what's going on, what could they see as solutions, and what could have been done ahead of time. One of the key things we're going to be doing this year is at our Cultivate conference in June, we're going to be holding a whole day focused on cybersecurity. We're bringing in experts from around the world in cybersecurity to talk to some of the biggest names in agriculture to start doing tabletops on risk mitigations within our supply chain. On supply chains, we've been at the center of a conversation of bringing people together through an innovation corridor to think through how to create resiliency within supply chains with smart contracts, with data traceability, and understanding how growers can get involved with that and leverage those to create more price or increased price for their commodities. So whenever these things occur, whenever crisis occurs, it's always about trying to figure out who in the room could help solve or make things better for everyone. That's what's fun about being at Grand Farm.
Excellent. Anthony Mozon, owner of Project Phoenix, Dr. William Alderholt, director of the Grand Farm, Dr. Colleen Fitzgerald, vice president for research and creative activity at the North Dakota State University. Thank you for your time today. This was an amazing panel. Simply demonstrates just how the state of North Dakota, in private industry, in nonprofits, in the university system, how we are coming together to leverage the momentum of sort of global progress in terms of ag and energy, as well as just diversifying our economy into high-paying jobs, systems engineers, and something that can ultimately help sort of the cyber world. So lots of great stuff, and thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
You know, it's funny, I mentioned to you guys in the break that for years my brother-in-law was in the car business here, and he would say we're immune in the valley, immune to recession, because the world's addicted to sugar and potato chips.
At least I am.
Well, you know, and hearing about Grant Farm and what's happening at NDSU and what's happening in these tech companies and things, it's a lot bigger than just sugar and potato chips anymore in the Red River Valley. No question. Oh, yeah. Well done. It was a great panel. Thanks, you guys.
Thank you so much.
There you go. What's on your mind? Take a quick break. Be back after the top of the hour.
Colder weather's coming. What a time to get the hot spring spas and pool tables too and have some indoor fun. Right, Vince?
Right. We have Olhausen and Brunswick game tables. We have them in stock. We have them on display. And in today's world, you can come in, actually pick something out, and get it delivered almost immediately. It brings the family together.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Call Vince Wepker and the team at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 now, 844-200-7727. Online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're at Kinder Care in West Fargo, talking with Judy, whose mother is here, to find out what kind of experience they've had as a family.
Mother has been here about 4 years. Kinder Care is an answer to our prayers. Here she is part of the family. She's never in her room alone. She's just out with everyone. I can join in on every activity with her. They send me videos of her. I just can't say enough. She's so very well kept here.
Visit KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-3246 for a tour today.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires. Which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.